Listen to this sound, America. The sound that changed the course of popular music and made America the popular music center of the world. The course of American music is still changing. New styles, new stars, new composers. To keep you abreast of the times and to bring you the best in American music, the American Broadcasting Company proudly presents its musical director, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, in the Paul Whiteman Hour.
Thank you, and thank you very much. And welcome to the first of our new series of musical get-togethers. I'm mighty proud of the talent that's been put at my disposal. There's Eugenie Baird, Johnny Thompson, the Swingin' Strings, and Joe Mooney's quartet to fill our Stairway to the Stars spot. And of course, the Whiteman Band and Chorus are out in full force. So sit back and relax for a full hour.
Sounds like a solid session, Paul. What's the tee-off tune?
Well, speaking as a fugitive from a fiddle section, I think I can qualify to say that that's something of a pretty special thing. You see, Bill, once upon a time, if a fiddler could master Horace Staccato, he was a cinch for a job in a Russian restaurant that featured soft lights and sweet music. But right now, you'll hear a whole mess of fiddle players give it a working over with the rest of the band and chorus running interference.
Well, I think I'll stick around. Here it is, folks, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and Horace Staccato.
P.W., I left my tambourine and brass earrings home, or I would have been right in there pitching on that tune.
That's all I need, an Irish gypsy. Welcome to the party, Eugenie Baird. I know your intentions are good, Jeannie, but when a girl sings as well as you do, why think of dancing?
Why, Mr. W., sure, and I think you kissed the Blondie Stone. Well, you needn't worry about me going into a dance, because right now I've got a big, fat, juicy beat.
Well, lucky you.
Well, I mean about dancing.
Tell us more, Jeannie. Tell us more.
Up here in the land of a hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band. South America, Babaloo, Babaloo, aye, Babaloo, one favor you can do, aye, you can do. You beautiful land below, don't know what you began. Put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Take back your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, your conga, aye, aye, aye. I can't keep moving, aye, my chassis, aye, any longer, aye, aye, aye. Now maybe Latin's aye, in their middles, aye, are built stronger, aye, aye, aye. But all is taken to the quaking, and the bacon with the shaking, leave me aching. Ole! First you shake around and settle there. Then you shake around and settle here. Then you shake around and settle there. That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of the sacroiliac. Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba. Why can't you send us aye, let's train you aye, his number. I've got more bump now aye than on a aye cucumber. While all the Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack and popping without stopping.
Ole!
So I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations, crime of patience. I know there's danger really lurking, if my shoulders keep on working, they're just jerking. South America!
Was wonderful, Jeannie, and don't go too far away because I'll need you come medley time.
Well, I see you got a swinging string spot coming up, Paul. You know, a lot of people ask me where you got the idea for the swinging string.
Well, it didn't come from eating a bowl of spaghetti, Bill. But seriously, I suppose because the violin was my own instrument. I've always had a warm spot in my heart for it.
Warm spot in your heart, eh? You know, Paul, you've got room for a string bass.
A few more like that, and the strings won't be the only things that start swinging around here.
Well, all kidding aside, Paul, you really added another new sound to American music with the swinging strings, just as you did with the clarinet we used in the introduction of the program. And I'd like the customers to hear Al Duffy and the strings swing out on Kidding on the Fiddle. Thank you.
Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Hey, what's this old Johnny O? Look, no matter how you try, Paul, you'll never be the next Bonnie Baker.
You mean because she has curls? Well, you're off the beam anyway, Bill, because I was simply trying to get our handsome young vocalist to come out here and meet the gang. Got results, too, because here's Johnny Thompson. Welcome, Johnny, and what are you in the mood for?
Well, I doggone well better be in the mood for it. To each his own, Paul, or else we threw a lot of valuable rehearsal time out the window.
Well, nice going, Johnny. Stick to the script and you'll never go wrong, I always say. Thank you, Johnny. Don't sing and run now. Stick around a while.
Oh, don't worry, Paul. I'm sticking around because I see you have a now-and-then spot coming up. You know, I get a big kick out of them.
Yeah, and we get a kick out of doing them, Johnny. Here's where we take the customers from boop-boopy-doop right up to re-bop-de-bop.
You know, P.W., I've often wondered just what is the difference between boop-boop-a-doo and re-bop-de-bop.
Just a difference of 25 years or so, Johnny. It's the same as the change you'll hear in our now and then arrangement of last night on the back porch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Get your linen dusters and chicken inspectors badges, and we'll play it just as appeared on Victor record number 91939A. So here we go. 1, 2, 23, skidoo. Passed under the bridge of my old violin since then, and the back porch has been renovated. So now we have something like this.
Morning.
Say, Paul, I got quite a kick this afternoon. I went into a movie theater and saw you on the screen in a Universal short called Rural Rhapsody.
So that little opus is out, is it?
Yeah, just out today. You know that scene where you're pictured with your famous Tennessee walking horse, Walkie?
Yeah, I remember.
I was a little confused. Were you standing to the right or to the left?
I was the one on the... Hey, wait a minute. No, you don't.
Well, Paul, what brought the Universal Picture Boys down to New Jersey to see your farm?
Well, I think they heard me kicking about being called a gentleman farmer. They came down to check up. When they saw my herd of Aberdeen Angus cattle, I think they were convinced that my farming isn't just a hobby.
Aberdeen Angus cattle, they sound Scotch, Paul.
Oh, that they are, laddie.
Do you mean to say they give milk?
Better try milking that gag. Didn't get a laugh.
Well, you can't kill a guy for trying. Well, so you really go in for farming in a big way. You grow stuff, Paul, you know, like corn.
See that script in your hand?
You mean...
What else?
Well, I guess we better get back to music. In honor of the brand new Universal Short Rural Rhapsody, let's see how Arkansas Traveler would sound, played at a Paul Whiteman barn dance. Walking by the side of the Arkansas Traveler, we've reached the halfway mark in our full hour of entertainment. We pause now for station identification. And here again is Paul Whiteman.
Thanks, Bill Crago, and ready again to place their noses to the grindstone are the Whiteman Band and Chorus, Eugenie Baird, Johnny Thompson, Al Duffy in the Swinging Strings, and Joe Mooney in his quartet. Right now, there seems to be a conspiracy going on. Hey, Eugenie, Johnny, what's the huddle between you two?
Well, Paul, Johnny and I got together with the boys in the band, and we decided that on this first program of your new series, the medley should consist of songs you made famous.
Yes, we've settled on Wonderful One, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers, 3 o'clock in the morning, Calentia, and When Day is Done. that a good lineup?
Just about perfect. When you've been in the business as long as I have, you're bound to sit on a lot of eggs. But the ones you kids picked really hatched. So let's give them an omelet.
Thank you.
I hear that you've given a new switch to your Stairway to the Stars, Paul. I understand that you're not only providing the stairway, but you're giving your guests a healthy boost up the first couple of steps.
Well, I hope it turns out that way, Bill. All I'm doing is calling all my pals in show business from coast to coast and telling them to listen to our guests with the idea of using their talents.
You mean you're in contact with them right while you're on the air?
That's the idea. They've all been notified to listen. And we have a girl on the telephone backstage to get their calls if they're interested. Our New York number is Circle 75700. I repeat, Circle 75700, extension 120.
You've discovered many stars in your time, Paul, but this is putting discovery on an assembly line basis. What's the campaign for tonight?
Well, one of my alumni has popped up with a sensational singing and instrumental quartet. Folks, meet Joe Mooney.
Thanks, Pops. Thanks, Pops. I told you I'd be back someday.
Yes, and I knew you'd be back. Anything I say about this group you've formed would be gilding the lily. So hitch onto your accordion and dish out a tune, and we'll save the chit-chat for a little later. That was so wonderful. Looks like you remembered a little conversation we had when you were playing in my band.
I sure do, Pop. You told me I'd be lost in a big band, and I should go out and find a few boys that play the same sort of music as I do and form a group.
Yes, and it sounds as though you're really ready. When I went to hear you over in the Town and Country Club in New Jersey, all I had to do was follow a beaten path made by New York musicians. Now that you're going to open next October 7th at Dixon's on 52nd Street, what other green pastures do you hanker to graze in?
Well, Pop, there's always records, and I don't think I'd mind any radio.
Well, you've come to the right place, Joe. Here's where we let the cat out of the burlap. I've contacted Johnny Mercer of Capitol Records, Harry Meyerson of MGM, Manny Sachs of Columbia, Jack Capp of Decca, Eli Oberstein of Victor, and a long list of others. As for radio, Adrian Samish of ABC Program Division is bending his ear right now. So I suggest that you hop right into another Joe Mooney quartet number and let's hear you sing this one, so you chirp so cute, Joe.
Mm-hmm. wonderful. So wonderful. So they say.
Things are picking up, Joe. While you were playing that tune, my girl Sunday picked up this phone call. It seems that Adrian Samish is completely sold and wants you for a 13-week series over ABC. How does that sound?
Looks like to me the Stairway to the Stars has become an elevator.
Well, you're certainly deserving of it, Joe. And how about sealing it with a tune that is near and dear to me? You know, from the days when Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys used to sing it with the band. It's called From Monday On. Play it.
Monday on, my cares are over. We beg on Monday, just because it's wash day. We can wash all our cares away. From Monday on, things will be different. Don't try to tell me different, cause I know I'm right. We're gonna shout and holler, hip parade, wink, says, love, honor, and obey, we'll be happy. That's Monday on. Thank you.
things will be different. Don't try to tell me different, cause I know I'm right. We're gonna shout and holler, hip parade when she says, love, honor, and obey, we'll be happy. We're so happy, we'll be happy right from Monday on.
Well, no wonder you were so enthused about Joe Mooney and his little group. They really have what it takes, Paul.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, Bill. There are any number of wonderful acts and talented people from coast to coast in this country who just need a bit of recognition to put them into the big time.
You know something? I can't think of anyone better equipped to do it than Paul Whiteman. Well, if I were to run through the list of present stars who had their beginning in the Whiteman ranks, we'd be on the air all night. Then I take it that you're going to make the Stairway to the Stars a permanent spot on these programs.
That's right, Bill. I think the value of this spot comes from the fact that we don't intend to use talent for a one-time shot and then forget them. We intend to pull all strings and follow up to see that they get the recognition they deserve.
A worthy endeavor, Mr. W., and long live Stairway to the Stars. Well, Paul, now that we've seen Joe Mooney and his great quartet really launched and going places, how about that big band of yours getting underway?
Well, all right. We'll set out to see a lady who really's been places and still going strong. It's the lady of Spain.
Thank you.
Yes, American music is ever-changing. New styles, new stars, new composers. And looks to me, Paul, as though you've spotted a new star tonight.
Well, that's the way I feel about it, Bill. And I think it's only a matter of time before Joe Mooney's quartet will be among the brightest in the country. And by the way, here's a message just came in saying that he's to be on the Jack Smith Show tomorrow night.
Oh, that's wonderful. And now, Paul, before you rush back to New York's Capitol Theater for that great stage show you're presenting, what are the prospects for next week?
Well, all our regulars will be on hand, Bill. And on our Stairway to the Stars spot, you'll meet a wonderful girl named Gloria DeAugustino. She has the angels jealous over the way she plays the harp. And we have big things planned for Gloria. So be on hand. And until then, this is Paul Whiteman saying goodnight. And thanks so much for coming.
The Paul Whiteman Hour is brought to you every week at this time by the American Broadcasting Company. Listen again next Sunday when the Dean of Modern American Music will be back with his orchestra, his chorus, his special guest, and his singing stars, Eugenie Baird and Johnny Thompson. And listen every Sunday afternoon when Johnny Thompson stars in his own ABC show. The undying words written for the Paul Whiteman Hour were etched on ice cubes by Ward Byron. The Paul Whiteman Hour is directed by Dick Charles. This is Bill Crago speaking.
The Pulitzer Prize play, All Broadway Knows, Our Town, comes to life on radio. Playwright Thornton Wilder stars as the stage manager in Our Town. Be sure to hear it on the Theater Guild on the air tonight over most of these ABC stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.